This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Investigators continue looking for definitive motives behind two mass shootings within a 13-hour period in two U.S. states that resulted in the deaths of 29 people, with dozens injured. As AP's Julie Walker explains, they're still piecing who the intended victims were in the shooting in Dayton, Ohio, where nine people were killed.
The emergency calls captured on broadcastify.com. Authorities say Connor Betts was killed by police less than a minute after he started shooting into the streets of a popular nightlife area. Anthony Reynolds was there.
People were just hearing the sounds and not knowing what was going on. So when we came around the corner and they seen the mob of people running, is when we started yelling, "Hey, shooter, this active shooter."
Mayor Nan Whaley.
The suspect was wearing body armor and used an AK like gun assault rifle, .223 caliber with high capacity magazines, and he had additional magazines with him.
Betts' 22-year-old sister Megan was the youngest victim. The others ranged in age from 25 to 57. I'm Julie Walker.
And at a news conference in the U.S.-Mexican border city of El Paso, Texas, where a shooter killed at least 20 people at a Walmart store, the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, said he's been consulting with U.S. Attorney General William Barr.
We are conducting a methodical investigation with our partners, a careful investigation, but with a view towards bringing federal hate crimes charges under 18 U.S.C. 249 and federal firearms charges, which carry a penalty of death.
Authorities say that it appears the suspect, who is in custody, was actually targeting Hispanics. President Trump spoke to reporters as he departed New Jersey to return to the White House and offered his condolences for the incidents. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong marchers staged sometimes violent protests on multiple fronts Sunday night, introducing their latest tactic to evade riot police and tear gas as the demonstrations against a controversial extradition bill entered their ninth consecutive week. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
On behalf of
protesters targeted this police building on Sunday, where they threw rocks to smash its windows, and they have called for a mass strike to take place on Monday, aimed at bringing the Chinese-controlled city to a halt. Months of unrest were sparked by a now-suspended bill that would see people extradited to mainland China to stand trial. But their anger has broadened into wider discontent, prompting demands for dramatic reform and greater democracy. The protests mark the most serious political crisis in Hong Kong since its return to Chinese rule 22 years ago.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have seized an Iraqi tanker accused of smuggling fuel. That's according to state media on Sunday. It's a show of power amid heightened tensions with the West. More from Reuters' David Doyle.
State media said the boat was seized on Wednesday near Iran's Farsi Island, where the elite Revolutionary Guards Corps has a naval base. Iran has been fighting rampant fuel smuggling by land to neighboring countries and by sea to Gulf Arab states. But the seizure also comes at a time of heightened tensions with the West that have been rising since the United States pulled out of a nuclear deal between Iran and six world powers last year. Angered by intensified U.S. sanctions and the failure of European parties to salvage the pact, Tehran has decreased its commitments to the nuclear deal. In July, the Revolutionary Guard seized British tanker Stena Impero for alleged marine violations. That was 2 weeks after British forces captured an Iranian ship accused of violating sanctions on Syria.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. During a meeting with his New Zealand counterpart, Ron Mark, U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper discussed the country's alliance and commonalities.
New Zealand and the United States share a vision of the future based on values of sovereignty, peaceful conflict resolution, international rule of law, and freedom of navigation. And so we are committed to this future in our words and in our actions.
At the end, Mark gave his sincere condolences for the deaths from recent mass shootings in the United States, saying that New Zealand knows the agony. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement Sunday. The two factions will formally sign the constitutional declaration on August 17th. The following day, the composition of the Sovereign Council will run the country during the three-year run-up to elections that will be announced. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.